Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And hope and love. When do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
We need them. We need them regularly.
Amen.
Those strategies for living. You ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
You know what? I could use it today.
Yeah. One of those days, huh?
One of those days.
Yeah. We all have them every once in a while. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living Radio. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist who needs a little help today. Lauren Leon McMillan, PLPC. You know, it's funny that you should say this because I kind of troll out there a number of sites because we're doing a program almost every day. So, you know, you look around, and I know you do this too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look around for ideas, and, you know, you and I are always passing around. Oh, that would make a good radio program. That would make a good radio program. One of my favorite blogs is Mark and Angel Hack Life.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And I ran across, one of their entries recently that was entitled Seven Notes to Self We Should All Read to Ourselves 7 days a week.
Okay.
And I started to, you know, peruse, as I usually do when a headline gets my attention like that. I started to peruse, okay, well, what are these notes to self?
Right.
And as I was looking at them, you know, I kept going, yeah, absolute, yes, that one, yeah, absolutely. So I think that we're gonna focus on, you know, whether you do it in sticky note form, with our cell phone technology,
yeah,
you can have them sent to you.
Yeah.
As a reminder several times a day. Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever.
There's a lot of different ways you could deliver these to yourselves, but, I think it's all of them are very, very intriguing in terms of seven notes to self that we probably all need to read to ourselves 7 days a week. That's what we're talking about today here on Strategies for Living. Folks, thanks for joining us. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies too. Notes to self, we all need to read every day. Back in a moment here on Strategies for Living. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive. With flavors from the family, passed down to survive. The Godfather's here. With a twist in the tail, alligator, Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on, the sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather. Alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, glad you're with us. You know, I mentioned, Lauren, I read the blog, Mark and Angel, Hack Life. It's one of my, you know, kind of one of my go-tos that I check on. And
right.
It made me, the beginning of this blog post made me smile, and I'm going to quote it.
Okay.
It says, earlier today, I was sitting on a neighborhood park bench, eating a breakfast sandwich, when an elderly couple pulled their car up under a nearby oak tree. They rolled down the window and turned up some jazz music on the radio. And then the man got out of the car and he walked around to the passenger side. He opened the door for the woman. He took her hand and helped her out of her seat, guided her about 10 feet away from the car. And they slow danced for the next half hour under the oak tree.
Yeah.
You know, what a beautiful thing, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether this was Mark or Angel that wrote this particular insert, but whoever it was said, I could have watched that forever. I could have watched them forever. And as they wrapped things up, started making their way back to the car, I clapped. I clapped in admiration.
I think it's so important that we, you know, there's so many things you can take from that.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
The importance of slowing down and being with each other to dance through life.
Yeah. Yeah, but the elderly couple, as this person clapped, came up and said thank you for the applause. The woman chuckled and said thank you. And then the writer said immediately back, thank you. You two dancing gives me hope. Mm-hmm. And they both smiled even wider and said, us dancing gives us hope too. But the woman says, but what you probably don't realize is that you just witnessed the power and the beauty of second and third chances. And the writer said, what do you mean? And she said, my college sweetheart, my husband of 20 years, lost his life to a rare illness on my 40th birthday. Mm-hmm. And then my husband of 6 years died in a car accident when I was 52. And the writer says his mouth hung open, you know, and all shared a quick moment of silence. And then the man put his arm around her and said, and I lost my wife of 33 years when I was 54. So what you see here before you, these dancing partners, this incredible love, this marriage of 10 years between two kindred souls in their mid-70s, all of this is what happens when you give yourself second and third chances in life. Mm. So, you know, mindset is everything.
Absolutely.
Especially during the hard times, you know? all of us live this life, right?
Sure.
And I mean, I think if we were around a great big table instead of on the radio, you know, if everybody was listening and you and I, we were all in a big room and around a great big round table having a round table discussion. Mm-hmm. You know, we would all find agreement, you know, hey, life sometimes can be tough.
Sure. Yeah,
sometimes,
that's part of it.
Sometimes life can get hard, but you don't want to lose hope.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
The article, the name of the article, note.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
To self, reminded me of something bittersweet, a bittersweet memory for me.
Yeah.
Because as my parents, who I was very close to, I was the only sibling here in town for a little while, as they were declining, they were aging and declining. They've been gone since 2007, so it's a long time ago. Still miss them, sure. You know. My mother... It was a person who would not give up.
Mm-hmm.
And at some level, she knew she was having, memory problems.
Right.
Right. And, you know, we all knew it too. And, you know, we encouraged and did what we could do. One day I brought them in a new, You know, speaking of the music and the jazz thing, I brought him in a new CD player, self-contained CD player, taught him how to use it, and a few of CDs with big band music on it, because that's what they, you know, when they were growing into and sparking with each other, you know, that was the music of the time.
That's what they danced to. Yeah. That's what they first Glenn fell
Miller
in love
and,
with
and, too. Benny Goodman and, you know, all of that, you know? So, yeah, but anyway, I'm getting away from my story. My mother has always, she always wrote notes to herself.
Mm-hmm.
I knew we were in trouble one day when I discovered notes telling her and reminding her about other notes.
Yes.
Notes leading to notes.
Yeah.
And I, okay, well now I get the, you know, I get the depth of the real issue that we're dealing with. Right.
Yeah.
And yet, I mean, that may sound sad to some people. And in some respects, it was to me. And but yet, it was so,
It's persistence.
Persistence and hopefulness,
it
you
is,
know?
Because as long as she was leaving notes to find the other notes, that meant she had a will and a hope to live and to continue on and
find
the
this.
Notes.
Yeah. I can do this.
I can do it.
I can. And and that is that attitude of I can do it is so very, so very important.
Yeah, it's so powerful.
And very, very powerful. So,
and to remember that we can. And we can do anything that we want to do.
Yeah.
As long as we put our mind to it.
Yeah. And so, you know, think about that beautiful couple. And think about my mother and father, if you want to. They were a beautiful couple. Mm-hmm. And second and third chances. And how, you know, how do we as humans begin to find the motivation to keep on going, to keep on loving, to keep on living in spite of whatever pain, whatever grief, whatever hopelessness might be visiting us right now, you know?
Yeah, and that's the right word, visiting.
Yeah.
Right? Any of those emotions are just visiting.
Yeah.
And allow them to pass through because we know, you know, with time, any and everything changes.
You know, some people go through, you know, I don't know. Sometimes it seems when it rains, it pours, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you can lose somebody in your family. You can lose a good friend. There can be financial unrest. There can be breaking ties with somebody that you love. Maybe some kind of business failure or you lose your job. You know, think about all of that coming in a short period of time, back to back to back. Well, you can say, oh man, you know, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
And actually it's during those times that accessing or getting to the right state of mind.
Yeah. What if it's not what have I done, but rather what can I do?
What can I do? Yeah.
Yeah. What can I do now?
Yeah. So
how can I think of this now?
That what is the right state of mind? It's getting to the state of mind that allows you to physically and emotionally move forward again. And sometimes you have to really
even if that moving forward means moving forward through the uncomfortable feelings first.
Yeah.
As long as you're continuing on, you know, even if you're continuing to experience some sadness, some grief, some fear, some overwhelm, some anger, some fill in the blank.
Yeah, whatever.
As long as you continue to move that, you're headed in the right direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, the issue that I see that we all get into, right, is when we find ourselves stuck or hanging on to or grappling with the same thoughts and feelings over and over again.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the most important things is to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, openness means that you don't instantly decide that you know, okay, this is going to be a horrible experience, even when losses and things that we would, you know, it's just part of life that are going to visit with us as we move through. If we can stay open to, okay, well, yeah, this, I'm, you know, I'm sad about this. I'm grieving this. I've got to move through this. And yet I don't know everything that's on the other side of that.
Right.
You know?
And for the most part, those emotions, you know, of grief, moving through those emotions can be the greatest transformers and platforms to jump from that we've ever known in our life.
Yeah.
I mean, if I think back just over my life, right, it was those moments of deepest grieving that, looking back, I can see had the greatest transformation in my life.
Yeah.
And allowed me to move forward in ways and in the amount of time that I would have never expected.
You couldn't have even imagined. But what is that all about? What does that really boil down to? It boils down to a mindset shift. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to a mindset shift, then these daily notes to self, they can be the key. And when we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and jump in to the 7 different notes to self that we really could all use every single day. That'll be 7 of them. So keep an open mind to this, because that mindset shift is, I gotta be careful about saying that on the radio.
Shift happens.
Yeah, shift does happen. We'll have more when we come back here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Get away, looking for the road that'll get me. me there, looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for leaving radio. The dose of radio rehab.
Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Talking today about notes to self. A number of notes, in fact, seven notes to self that we may all want to give ourselves every day. In my imagination, the sticky note, you know.
Yeah.
I think the sticky note is the greatest invention that's ever been. I mean, you know, I would have sticky notes, if you would let me,
mm-hmm.
I'd have sticky notes all over the place.
Well, I mean
it's the greatest invention ever.
They're quite handy.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. I keep them all over the place.
I know.
I like the normal size ones. I like the great big ones. Mm-hmm. I like the little bitty ones, you know.
Yeah.
And so I like all of them.
Well, I think, you and I both share a teensy bit of ADHD. And I think...
Oh, no.
I think
no, me?
I think that comes with the territory. Like, it's these little bite size. That's what we can handle with our attention. And they're colorful, right?
Yeah.
And the change in the color is really helpful in that way too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We're these notes to self, you know, they can be challenges to us. Maybe we need a certain number of challenges every day. These could be to give yourself every morning. They could be to give yourself every evening. They could be, you could use them in a lot of different ways. You could use them throughout the day. You gave a great idea, program into your phone and have them sent to you scattered throughout the day, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't really looked at them, but I would wonder if maybe we could actually use the seven notes also as mantras, perhaps.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Just to remind yourself throughout the day.
Yeah. Okay, so let's jump in. Number one is... And again, these are notes to self that we could give ourselves every day that would be very good for us. Number one, never assume that you're stuck with the way things are right now. Life changes every single second, and so can you.
Mm.
And this is especially true, I think, Lauren, when we are experiencing hard times, because
yes.
There's a tendency to extrapolate, to make an assumption that the future holds a whole lot more of that.
Right. And I think this is important, though. You're right. It's especially important to remember in difficult times. But I think it's equally as important to remember in the joyous times.
I agree.
Because it's that idea that if life is in constant motion, right?
Yeah.
So it's like if you're enduring pain, hold on because it'll pass, right? But if you're enduring joy, enjoy it now because
yeah.
It too will pass.
Right? I think we all, we talk a good bit about the human ego on this program.
Yes.
Because the human ego tends to really embrace the negative. So when the good times come, you know, we tend to all be in the here and now. We laugh, we smile, you know, for some strange reason, when things are going well, you know, we experience the warm, fuzzy, you know, feeling. They're fleeting and we know it. And so we take it at face value at the moment. But it's when we're stressed, when we're struggling, when we're fearful, that it's easy to heap on more pain. And I mean, I think that's just the nature of this ego. So if you don't allow yourself to move past whatever has happened, what was said, what you felt, you'll look at the future through the same kind of dirty lens, and nothing's going to be able to refocus your foggy judgment. You'll keep on justifying and reliving and fueling a perception that's not so. It's worn out. It's false.
Yeah.
But again, that's one of the important features of giving yourself these notes to self every day, right?
Yeah, and I think it's also important to remember that it's not just events and the things that happen around us that are in constant motion, but so are we.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think this, for me, this was one of the major shifts within my life, right, was to recognize, I can remember I can remember being obsessed as a kid with personality quizzes. Could you tell? Like, I didn't even know that that was where I was headed.
Yeah.
But, you know, that idea that this is who I am, right, are these particular traits, these personality traits, these characteristics, they make up who I am. And while that's true to a degree, the idea that we are in constant motion on a molecular level tells me that we can rebuild ourselves at any moment as well. We're not stuck
right
at any moment. We're not at any moment, you know, just the one personality trait, although we tend to hang on to certain things over a lifetime, but you right don't have to.
You don't have to.
You're allowed to move into.
You can actually change anything that you identify that you really want to change.
That's right. Anything that you can see, anything that you can identify. Like you said,
I think of the movie A Beautiful Mind, beautiful Ron Howard movie.
Yes. I need to watch
about
that
the mathematician
again,
who, you know, he won the Nobel. I think it was the Nobel Prize, but he was schizophrenic,
right?
And but he, you know, he knew that he had a problem, and it was beautifully portrayed in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And even in spite of that, even in spite of what some people might call quote unquote crazy, and it's not, it's just it's a person with schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it totally makes a difference how, you know, how it's approached and how you choose to begin to deal with it and manage it.
How do you
integrate
that?
Either you manage it or it manages you. Right. And that's the case with a lot of things. Here's number two. It is what it is right now. Accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Learn from it and grow from it. It doesn't matter what's been done. What truly matters is what you do from here.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is right now. Accept it. Learn from it. Grow from it. It doesn't matter what's been done. What truly matters is what you do from here.
Right.
You know, most of us make ourselves miserable simply by finding it impossible to accept life just as it is, as it's showing up right now.
Yeah. And that can include any number of things, whether you're ruminating in the past, oh, I should have done that, or this should have been done.
Right.
Or you're ruminating in the future where you say, you know, well, you know, you ought to be doing this. You ought, this ought to be coming my way.
Yeah. And, you know, letting go doesn't mean that you don't care about something or you don't care about someone anymore. It's realizing that the only thing that you really have control over is yourself in this moment. And so oftentimes letting go is simply changing the labels that you put on a situation. It's looking, you're looking at the same situation, but you're looking at the situation with fresh eyes and an open mind, and then you're taking the next step.
Yeah.
And that can make all the difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's about, you know, whether you choose to see the things that are happening around you as a problem.
Right.
Or as an opportunity to grow in some way.
Yep.
Right? I mean, if somebody comes into your life, right, and I don't know, they start getting on your nerves, aggravating you, right?
Yep.
You can think of it as, man, what is this? You know, you shouldn't be doing this, and you're upsetting me. Or you can look at it and say, man, this person is really offering an opportunity for me to practice patience.
Yeah.
For me to practice love.
Yep.
For me to practice looking very closely for the divine within every person that I meet, right?
Where Namaste.
Can I find that?
Yeah.
It's an opportunity always.
Note to self number three, use pain and frustration and inconvenience to motivate you rather than to annoy you. You're in control of the way you look at life. You know, so instead of getting all peeved off and angry, find the lesson. And it just kind of goes with what you're talking about here.
Yeah, yeah.
Find really the lesson in every, in you know, in place of envy, let's say, feel admiration. Mm-hmm. In place of worry, take action. In place of doubt, have faith. I mean, again, it's just a tiny part of your life is decided by completely uncontrollable circumstances, the vast majority of our lives is decided by how we respond.
Absolutely.
And yeah. That's a key. That's a key. Ultimately, where we end up is heavily dependent on how we play the hand that, you know, that we've been dealt. I was lucky to, you know, early when I was a kid, we used to have family poker games. You know, we'd play with pennies or with chips.
Sure, sure.
But it taught me. It taught me this lesson of, just don't give your hand away.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't give your hand away, whether you've got four aces or whether you've got nothing. Don't let anybody see and keep moving. Number four, note to self. That used to peeve my brother off when I'd pull those pots in.
Uh-huh.
Number four, because that wasn't supposed to happen. I was 9 years younger. That just wasn't supposed to happen. Number four, note to self. The most effective way to move away from something that you don't want is to move towards something that you do want.
Mm-hmm.
One step at a time. The key is in building small daily rituals and understanding that what you do in small steps on a daily basis changes everything over time. Mm-hmm. Now, this might seem like an obvious concept, but when hard times hit, we tend to go for the instant gratification, right? We want things better. We want things better now.
Mm-hmm.
But
one thing
at a time, one small step.
The other thing you've got working against you is your natural biology, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about this the other day with Jay. Our brains are wired to look for
the negative.
To protect
the
us.
The negative.
Yeah. Bias, right.
Yeah.
And so it takes a little effort on our part.
But
neuroscience also shows that it's possible that responding differently does rewire the brain differently.
Absolutely. So again, what are we saying here? We're saying, okay, we don't all have to be neuroscientists, but we do have to have a basic understanding.
We all have a brain.
Of the brain, how the brain works, how the ego works, how they work together. That's really important.
Yeah.
Really, really important. We're talking about today here on Strategies for Living some notes to self that it would be good to give ourselves every single day. Talking about it today on Strategies for Living, and we've got more, so stay right where you are.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. You know, some people, after we've given four notes to self so far, some people have probably run out of dust on the dashboard. Just so they write the notes down.
I hope you're not that distracted.
Yeah, but don't worry, because anything that we do, you may be listening to us on the radio, and thank you for that. We're glad you are. But know that every program that we do is available to you in podcast form.
That's right.
And so when you get home, don't worry about the notes on the dashboard. You can either go to YouTube, mm-hmm, and find the show, or you can, if you like podcast,
any podcast platform, just search Strategies for Living.
Which one are you on? I mean, you know, you on Apple Podcasts, you're on Spotify, you're on
iHeart, Castbox,
yeah, Pandora, all of them.
And
so we're on all of them. All you got to do is search for Strategies for Living, and we'll pop up. Please subscribe.
Please.
And you can access all the programs that we've done in here.
For the 32nd season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we're about to get into a 33rd season.
Not
we're about
a couple, to, couple weeks away.
Yeah. So good stuff. Talking about some notes to self that we should all read to ourselves. Every day, 7 days a week. And, these are notes that will literally change our mindset.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're on to, I think, number five.
Yeah. Okay.
So number five is effort is never wasted, even when it leads to disappointing results.
Mm-hmm.
For it always makes you more educated, more experienced, and stronger in the end.
I mean, how many times have we all had that experience, right? Where we have some sort of what we deem in the moment a failure or a wrong turn or feeling disappointment.
Yeah.
And then, you know, however long it takes later, looking back, we're able to see, man, how important
look at
was
what that
did. Step
yeah.
for my growth and for me to be where I am today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, just because we might be struggling, it doesn't mean we're failing. Mm-hmm. Every great success requires some kind of struggle to get there. So the more we can practice and remind ourselves to practice patience and remember that patience isn't about waiting. It's about the ability to keep a good attitude while we work diligently at making daily progress, right?
And it's about being willing to put forth the effort, trust, and follow your inner guidance, right? And in the moment, as much as we can, to push aside any ego stories. Because we don't know on an egoic level. We don't know what is going to be, what this event, what this lesson, what this struggle will later become.
Absolutely. We can't possibly know. No. We can't possibly know it. Okay, note to self number 6. Don't lower your standards, but do remember that removing your expectations of others is the best way to avoid being derailed by them. You know, as each one of us strive to make progress, inevitably we're going to encounter roadblocks. And some of those roadblocks are going to be in the form of difficult people.
Right.
But realize that the greatest stress you go through when dealing with a difficult person is not fueled by the words or the actions of the person. It's fueled by your mind that gives their words and actions importance. Mm. And so inner peace and harmony begins the moment you take a deep breath and choose not to allow outside influences to dominate your thoughts and your emotions and your actions.
You know, it works so well because the actual word expectations,
right? Yeah.
If we take it back to its roots,
yep.
X means out and spect means look.
Mm.
So to have any sort of expectations puts you in a place of looking out.
Yeah.
Right. And so what this mantra or this note to self is kind of indicating is don't look out. Keep your eyes within.
Kingdom of heaven.
That's
where
right.
is it? It's within you.
Right.
There you go.
So it's that idea of I keep my standards high, but I release any expectations of others.
Right.
Yeah. Because I trust that no matter what anybody else does, I can trust myself enough to handle and respond appropriately.
If
I need boundaries, I can do that.
Yeah, if you've done the work on you, if you've done the work and you truly know you, truly know you, it doesn't matter what anybody else says.
Right.
Because they can't know you.
Yep.
They can't know you like you know you. And so you don't have to let whatever they say affect you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what they say is what they say. That's their opinion.
Right.
You know?
And if for some reason you are affected or if there's a negative emotion, a quote-unquote uncomfortable emotion that pops up, I'd rather say, look at that. Because that means that on
that'll give you an opportunity.
Some part of you agrees with whatever that other person has just said.
Yep. Yep. Note number 7. Okay. As you age, you'll learn to value your time, genuine relationships, meaningful work, and peace of mind. You'll value all of those much more. Little else will matter.
Yep.
As you age, you'll learn to value your time, genuine relationships, meaningful work, and peace of mind much more.
That's all we get to take.
Little else will matter. You know, when the going gets tough, this is when we really remember. We need to remember this. Focus on what matters in every moment, but especially in the tough moments. And let go. We got to let go of the things that just don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eliminate needless distractions and realize that very often we focus our worried minds on things that, you know, on how to do things too quickly when the vast majority of things that we do quickly shouldn't be done at all,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we end up rushing out on another shopping trip or hastily dressing or to impress somebody or just to feel better for a moment. But the quick fixes, you know,
yeah.
10 years from now, is it really going to matter? We need to ask ourselves that, you know.
Right.
Is this really going to matter?
Yeah.
All right. So the notes to self, I'm going to review them real quickly.
Go for it.
You know, go back through them because we got about a minute before we got to take a break here. So let's go back through them really, really quickly. Never assume that you're stuck with the way things are right now. Life changes every single second, and you can too. Number two, it is what it is right now. Accept it, learn from it, grow from it. Doesn't matter what's been done. What matters is what you do from here. Number three, use pain, frustration, and inconvenience to motivate you rather than to annoy you. You're in control of the way you look at life. Number four, the most effective way to move away from something you don't want is to move towards something that you do want, one step at a time. Number five, effort is never wasted, even when it leads to disappointing results, because it always makes you more educated, more experienced, and stronger in the end. Then don't lower your standards, but do remember that removing your expectations of others is the best way to avoid being derailed by them. And last but not least, as you age, you'll learn to value your time, genuine relationships, meaningful work, and peace of mind much more. Little else matters. Notes to self for every day. Back in a moment with strategies. Hand me that.
You need another sticky
that
note.
Pink sticky note pad over
I
here.
I was afraid you were going to ask
for that. Welcome back into strategies for living. Laura Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We've been talking about notes to self that would probably be good for us to remind ourselves of every day. Can you imagine starting your day with these seven notes to self? Maybe you go through them every day, you know, and you just contemplate on each one of them for about a minute or so. Wouldn't take long.
One of the things that I think would be a good activity to do is kind of to turn, because these are kind of long, to turn these notes to self into a short mantra or affirmation.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah. And give it to yourself.
Yeah. And then stick them, yeah.
A good affirmation is the statement needs to be
first person,
positive, present tense.
Right.
And the reason for that is because, you know, your conscious mind knows the difference between past, present, and future. But the larger part of your mind, the larger part of all of our minds is the subconscious. Maybe 80-85% of
our
mind.
It's running the show.
And it for the unconscious, everything is now.
Yeah.
Everything is here now. That's why it's first person, present tense.
Positive just means there's no nots or nevers. Right.
Because the unconscious mind, again, which is so much of a part of the show, can't process.
Yeah.
Can't process that not or, you know, the negative.
Right.
Yep. So first person, present tense. Positive. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living. We do this every day for you, and we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing,
roof.
Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.